Rudolph, of course, and Dancer, and Blitzen, and Donner, and Sleepy, and Doc.
Oh, and Huey.
Names of reindeer.
Baldwin.
Now. And it's no secret that our first guest is a real live big time movie star whose films include Batman, 9½ Weeks, and Wayne's World 2, her latest effort, Ready to Wear, opens across the country on Christmas Day. Please do me a favor, be very nice, and welcome the lovely Kim Basinger. Thank you very much for coming back. First of all, happy holidays.
Thank you.
Are you excited about the holidays?
I love Christmas.
What do you do? How do you celebrate Christmas?
Different ways, different years.
Every year it's a different kind of theme?
Yeah. Sometimes we're in California, so, you know, you're swimming or you're in the snow.
It's a little disorienting when you're swimming and it's 80 degrees and it's December 25th, isn't it?
That's true.
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of Christmas?
Well, it's almost Christmas in here. It's freezing in here. Don't you guys think so? I see you guys on TV wearing, you know, your muffs and everything. I thought they were looking at those God.
I control the thermostat. Thank you. So anyway, you're looking forward to a nice, happy Christmas. Kind of take some time off with your husband. How did you meet your husband, Alec Baldwin?
Yeah.
How did you meet her husband, ma'am? What the hell's going on here?
Well, actually, I did this movie. I was on the set of a movie called My Stepmother is an Alien. Mm-hmm. I was filming that.
And who else was in that motion picture?
Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, yeah.
And, I'm nervous, a little nervous.
You shouldn't be nervous. Is there anything I can do to ease the nervousness?
No, I brought my bag.
You brought the bag. Now, I've never seen that happen, but that's in case you hyperventilate or you have something in the bag.
No, there's nothing in the bag. Somebody told me that if you put your mouth over the bag and blow and pop it, then it'll scare the out of you. And
either that or it's New Year's Eve.
Anyway. Okay, you
want to
do it? Want
to try? No, later.
Okay.
I'm beginning to worry about you, so just settle down. Take a couple of... Everything's fine. And you couldn't smell better. You just smell like a tropical garden.
Thank you.
It's very, very nice.
I like this.
Yeah, it's fun, right?
I like this.
It's not so cold now, is it, Kim? Oh, man. I couldn't be a bigger dork. I'm sorry. Continue.
Do you want to know the story?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, let's see. My stepmother is an alien, and a mutual friend of ours came up to me and said that Alec Baldwin wanted to meet me. And I said, okay, well, you can bring him around lunchtime,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of a big mistake because, you know, actresses aren't supposed to eat, right?
Right.
So I don't eat any breakfast, but I love my lunch. So they had called lunch, you know, and right then Alec Baldwin came in the door, and I really didn't know who he was. I really didn't.
This was like four or five years ago.
No. Actually, it was longer than that. Mm-hmm. It was like in 1988, something like that. But anyway, I knew who he was, but I just really didn't know him. So he came by, and I shook his hand, and, you know, I'm out the door to the lunch wagon.
Yeah,
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And he tells this story like she was a witch when I first met her. Just a witch. And see, I remember that Alec wearing, you know, totally, I remember him wearing a cowboy hat.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I tell this story, he says, Kim, I've never not only not worn a cowboy hat, I've never even had one on my head.
Mm-hmm.
But I promise you, he had a cowboy hat when I met him.
Yeah. But now, have you seen him since in a cowboy hat?
Yeah, for Saturday Night Live, we had to do some pictures, and he...
So he did wear one then. So quite likely, he, in fact, is lying.
He is lying.
Yeah, there you go.
He's lying.
Believe me, I'm on your side. You know what I said? I'm with you here tonight.
He's fine.
Yeah. Now, the motion picture, we had Tracy Ullman on the program from, they're calling it Ready to Wear.
Right.
But the French name of the film is?
Prêt-à-porter.
Which means?
Ready to wear.
Exactly. Thank you. They don't give these shows to chimps, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
she's very good in the film, what I've seen of the film. And you play like a reporter covering big fashion shows in Paris, is that right?
Yeah, I play a girl, we made her from Texas, mm-hmm. kind of like an ex-weather girl from, she's an idiot. She is, she's an idiot. And she mispronounces everybody's name, she's an idiot. And she reads some cute cards and... Her assistant writes everything on a card mm-hmm. so she can read it.
Now, do we have a clip here for this? We take a look at the clip now? Okay. All right, we'll take a look at the clip. Now, this is you as the reporter in Paris covering various right. fashion functions.
And Sophia Loren has just thanked
her. Okay, here we go. Kim Basinger, ladies and gentlemen, from the upcoming, soon-to-be-released Cut-A-Pole.
Has spoken out here backstage at Fort Lauderdale Show.
Isabella Bellefontaine is in stable condition. Stable condition. She's being examined here right now by a team of fashion doctors.
Team of fashion doctors. Okay, we'll be right back. Paul Schaefer, your CBS orchestra. Kim Basinger is with us, John Cicada, and Jeff Daniels. How many people? Do you have brothers and sisters?
Mm-hmm.
How many?
Kim Barmanaski, four brothers.
So it's a pretty good-sized family. Five people in the family. Are you the only actor among them?
Yeah.
Now, that's not true for your husband's family, is it?
No.
He's got a lot big family, and they're all actors, right?
Well, yeah, the boys.
Yeah. Can you name the Baldwin brothers?
Stephen.
Steve Daniel and Eric? Oh, man. Do you mind if I show this?
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, well, does that mean I can't show it?
No,
I can't show it. All right, this is when you were, I guess, I don't know, a kid. Is this one of your first gigs in show business?
I was 17 there.
17? Yes. This is, and in those days, do they still have Breck girls?
No, I think the painter died.
Oh. No, Dave, they're using Breck boys now, oddly enough. It's a whole different market for them. But now, how does a young woman get to be the Breck girl there?
You know, junior Miss pageant.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, I know of them. It's not like you say enter them, you know. Just say.
Well, in Georgia, I entered the local thing, and mm-hmm. I won Athens Junior Miss, and then I went to Atlanta to the Georgia Junior Miss, you know, to compete in the state, and I lost.
Was that heartbreaking for you to lose?
No. Because I didn't want to have to perform again.
Yeah. What was you had a little talent you did?
Yeah, I did. I sang Wouldn't It Be Loverly from My Fair Lady.
I bet that was cute. Was it cute?
It was cute.
Yeah.
It's the thing I'm most proud of that I've done in my whole career.
No, really?
Yeah, really.
Is that right?
Because I didn't faint. I got out there. I did it. But, you know, the funny thing about it was that in Athens, you know, I really got out there and I did it in the local pageant. And I was so proud of myself. I was just, it was like, I couldn't believe it. I mean, you could have heard a pin drop because nobody knew I could talk, much less sing, you know. And then I went to the Georgia Junior Miss Pageant. And I'm standing there in an arena so big. And I stood there and they said, okay, Kim, you're on. And they walked away from me. And they said, Kim? And I forgot who I was.
Yeah.
I had to look down and remember that I was...
Oh, so you needed cue cards, eh? It's just a joke. But from that, somebody found you and they said, well, this would make a lovely shampoo girl and we're going to...
No, Rex sponsors the Junior Miss thing.
Yeah. It's the big shot. Alex, how are you? Pleasure to see you.
Thank you. Excuse me. I just want to say, honey, when you're through with Monkey Boy here, I'll be in the car.
Yeah! Cool, huh? That was funny. Did you know he was going to be there?
No, he told me he had a meeting. I'll let him in.
Well, I think that's very nice. Don't you?
No.
Really? You don't like that?
I think he's a ham bone.
So you guys...
Oh, vote if you think he's a ham bone.
You know, you've been with us now twice. It was fun. You had a nice time tonight?
Oh, I loved it the first time. And nice, with the exception.
Oh,
I'm only kidding.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
I know. What do you mean? Is there trouble at home?
You're worse than Kitty Potter.
Now, but you do me a favor. Have a great holiday. And good luck with the movie. It opens this weekend.
It opens Christmas Day.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a ready-to-wear.
Right.
A Robert Altman film.
Right.
You and many other folks. Yeah. Well, I hope it's a big success.
Thank you.
It's always great fun to see you.
I love coming here.
Oh, well, please come back.
Thank
you. Nice
so
to see
much.
You. Kim Basinger, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.